Hi, this is Natalie from tech.eu, and I'm here with Dominikas from Invest Lithuania. Dominikas, thank you so much for meeting with me today.
Hi, Natalie. Thank you for having the time.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Invest Lithuania does?
Yeah, so I'm representing Invest Lithuania, which is a government agency under the Ministry of Economy. And our main task is to help foreign companies discover business opportunities here in Lithuania.
And what makes it a great time to move your startup to Lithuania right now?
So three years ago, we started working on the fintech industry. And we saw that a Brexit gave us a chance to put ourselves on the fintech map. And we built our value proposition together with the local institutions, and we're basing it on three main pillars. So the first one is the regulatory environment. We have the fastest licensing procedure in the European Union, which is in 3 months you can get the payments or e-money license and work across the Europe, which is 2 to 3 times faster than other places in Europe. We also have a specialized banking license, which is dedicated to challenger banks that want to scale their portfolio and do the lending and deposits across Europe from Lithuania. All the documents can be submitted in English. There's a newcomers program and a lot of initiatives to help startups from the fintech sector come to Lithuania. The second part is that Lithuania has railways for the fintech startups, so they can connect directly through the Bank of Lithuania, our regulator, to the SEPA payments system and make payments in euros in SEPA area, which allows companies to skip the middleman, manage their risks, and save the costs on that. And the third point is the talent pool that we have here. I think that we saw a lot of companies that used the Lithuanian talent pool to scale their European operations here.
And in a number of conversations that I've been having in Vilnius, it's always coming back to talent as the kind of the really great strength of your technical talent here. And something I've also learned is that you have almost a nearly 50-50 balance of women in ICT positions. Can you talk a little bit about some of the competencies of Lithuanian talent pool?
So historically, Lithuania has attracted a lot of financial service companies. So Barclays, Western Union, Nasdaq, Danske Bank, and a lot of Scandinavian banks are developing their technologies in Vilnius. And we saw that this is a good field to build on the new fintech sector. And we also attracted a lot of product development teams from companies like Uber, Wix.com, Adform, Unity, and others, which actually helped to build a really strong product development teams in Vilnius and scale the local talent pool as well. And I think this combination helped companies to scale from the fintech sector to scale in Lithuania.
Great, and let's talk a little bit about some of the impacts of some of these great companies coming to locate in Lithuania. So you mentioned Wix.com, but you've also have Google, Oracle, Revolut, some of the world's top name brands have come here. So what has been some of the impact on the local startup ecosystem?
So what we see from the macro level when we're looking into this sector, we see that when the company brings their own international experience, the way of working, the way of understanding different markets, it helps the local startup community to actually scale in a fast manner. So we had quite a few people who worked at the international companies. They learned the ways of doing things in the international business scene, and then they started their own companies. They attracted the talent from even abroad, and we saw that this kickstarted the startup ecosystem.
Great, and something that this new regulatory environment has done is increase the attraction of Lithuania for companies from all over the world. Can you give a kind of an example of a company that's come from abroad to Lithuania and some of the success that's come out of that?
So there's more than 170 companies in the fintech sector already in Lithuania. Most of them are coming from UK, United States, Singapore, and China and Israel. The case that I'm most excited about is probably Instrem, instant remittance company from Singapore. We started talking with them a few years back in the days, And what they were looking was for their European headquarters location. And we convinced them to choose Lithuania. And since then, they already raised Series C now and already have more than 30 people working in Vilnius office together with teams from US, India, and Singapore. So I think this is really exciting times to come to Lithuania and have the global teams here in Lithuania. So I'm really happy about cases like that.
Excellent. And if an international company or startup is looking to start up in Lithuania, where's their first destination? Who do they need to talk to?
So I think, first of all, we would like to invite the companies to visit Lithuania. I think that's the best way to discover business opportunities here. We would be more than happy to introduce them to the local ecosystem, to help with the connections here, to understand the regulatory environment here, and to find maybe even some clients on the way.
Excellent. And just kind of in closing, what's one thing that everyone should know about Lithuania?
So I think Lithuania is going to be the next fintech hub in Europe in the upcoming years.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.